You know, sometimes people have these little buildings out back of the house where they might keep their tools or their firewood or something like that.
Well, wood shed. Some of them got wood shed, some of them got tool rooms. Now that little place I've got back down there, I'll keep my tools back in there and keep them locked up.
That's really a garage, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's an illegal building there because it's built too close to the line, but that was built before they had these ordinance here that they couldn't build over 10 foot in the line, sideline, alley, stuff like that. But this is a cold alley here, and half of that alley belongs to me, and I built mine back on the line out there when I built that.
Well, you know, before that people had indoor plumbing, they'd usually have a toilet outside.
Outside, two holder or something like that.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. One holder, two holder mostly.
Uh-huh.
That dog trot's going to it down through the path. Uh-huh. We used to, on Halloween night, we'd turn them things over, you know.
That's a terrible thing to do somebody.
Didn't make there was anybody in or not either. I've helped them take buggies apart and put them up on their house. They can put them up there, you know, and then put the wheel back on them, sitting on top of the house.
Uh-huh.
Take them things all to pieces and take them up there and put them back together.
You really got into it, didn't you?
Oh, we get by with it. I've rode up with years ago when we used to ride horseback a lot. I rode up to 3 or 4 of us together just cutting up and ride up to a fella's house way late night, holler at him, get him up. Get him out of the house on the porch, you know, and he'd come out there and we'd know who he was. We'd ask, hey, you got any flour in the house? He'd look at it like a darn fool, of course, and say, yeah. I said, well, good thing to have him. Or if we'd take off. We did a lot of mean tricks like that. You steal a few watermelons, stuff like that, too.
Is it true that a stolen watermelon tastes better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ain't no question about it. Chicken tastes better when it's cooked that way. Get chickens and take an old chicken and take him out to an old clay bank, mix up a lot of that old clay, and just we gut him, of course, and then clean him. We wouldn't clean him, we just put that mud on that, feathers and all. Just put it on there and then just throw him in the fire there and cook that old chicken till he's good and hot and done. Peel that off and everything comes off that, even the skin.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I never heard that done before.
Yeah, we've done a lot of it back when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Used to do a lot of it.
Have you ever heard people call the outdoor toilet by any other name?
I think so. Can't place it so now.
Did they ever call it the outhouse?
Yeah, outhouse, that name there.
We're talking about buildings. What about the different buildings that you have on your farm?
Well, you have a barn, smokehouse. Cow lot, cow shed. Have what they call a cottonseed bin where we kept our cottonseed, you know. You know, we fed our cows that cottonseed and bran and stuff like that on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to be careful about giving them too much. That cottonseed meal in that would make your milk a little bit yellow tasting, you know. In the spring of the year, when the old cows first start out grazing, they get these bitter weeds, you know, and that'll make the milk taste funny. Dog fennel, they call it. Bitter weeds.
Uh-huh.
And that makes a bad taste in the milk.
Uh-huh.
I used to have to go get these three cows and walk about a mile to get them, bring them in the evening they've got out of school and milk them.